Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, May the 3rd. The grains have started off kind of mixed here. July corn's up 13.5 cents, but that's a dime off the highs. Wheat's now lower to start the day. We were up as much as a dime higher early. The beans are now steady on the day after being up 20. So a little bit of a sell-off here. The oil is breaking, and everything's kind of breaking right now. We made our contract highs last Friday of the month, which is typical. If we don't make the high contract high close tonight, then I think this market's in serious trouble. I think we've gotten some pretty good rains. I think we're going to be ahead of the planting average pace. So, you know, I don't know where we're going to finish. Beans were just three lower. Now they're a penny higher. The volatility is going to be extreme. We've got expanded price limits out here, 40 in corn, 45 in wheat, $1 in the beans. It's still dry in Brazil, but wet in the U.S. First time we've said that in a while. Looks like most of the areas are going to get some pretty decent rains out here. The soy oil overnight, May oil made a new historic high. It's 71.59. We're currently at 71.50. So that's backed off a little bit. But yeah, I think this market is so overbought. We had heavy bean oil deliveries on Friday. We've got the situation in India killing demand, more palm oil production, and they make historic highs in the bean oil. Makes no sense at all to me out here. But overall, I think we're coming off a long way. Funds are long. And I just don't see any problems with the U.S. crops for the time being. I think we're doing a pretty good job. So overall, you know, we're going to see a bit of a turnaround day out here from contract highs. Well, let's see. July beans did not get to a new contract high, so there won't be a key reversal there. Let's take a quick look at the wheat. The wheat did not make a new contract high. And corn did make a new contract high. It kept open higher. If it closes lower on the day, I think it indicates some fundamental weakness out here, or at least a market that's certainly overbought. So we'll see where we go here. But, you know, the big things for the week are going to be the crop progress tonight and what the funds want to do really the rest of the week and the weather. By chance they get any rains in Brazil, I think this market will really have a hard down day or week if we get rains in Brazil. So a little bit of a mixed bag out here. Markets chopping around. Extreme volatility as we expect. And I don't think the volatility is going to get any better anytime soon. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.